This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Reasons to come to the K-Fire Agra International, but I think first among them is free stuff, and also there's no charge today for photos with Todd Mitchell. There's no charge. He's doing them free.
Well, that's rare.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep. So it's pretty exciting news. So
I don't have a book and only one autograph.
And only one item signed too. A picture and only one item signed. That's
right. Yeah, and we've got a whole team of people kind of crowding the folks away from him so we can kind of manage this whole ordeal. So we're back for another hour of the K-Fire Agra International, halfway through day one of our What's on Your Mind broadcast, all across the Northern Plains on the legendary voice.
Are you almost out of books?
Of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire. Of course, there's AM 1100 The Flag and KTGO 1090, Williston, Watford City, as well as KLTC on the Western Edge in Dickinson.
I brought a whole case of books. You have six left?
I've only signed one, so they must be just taking them. And I think it says doorstop next to it, so they can use them for other things. I did write
a book. You're going to forge your signature.
Right.
It was a wonderful weekend. I'll never forget it.
I did write a book called Grassroots, an Action Agenda for America.
Yeah, when's that sequel coming out? We're like a couple of presidents behind on that.
I know, but
we?
Me putting pen to paper is challenging. I do a column every Saturday for the Jamestown, Dickinson, Fargo, and Grand Forks papers.
Uh-huh.
500 words.
Uh-huh.
And it's a Herculean effort. So writing a book of, 300 some odd pages.
But then you can't come to the Agra International and give away your newspaper column, but you can give away a book.
That's true.
But you're giving away, a history book.
I'll work on it. It talks a lot about North Dakota agriculture and energy and all the great people of North Dakota and a little bit about the Tea Party movement, which is today's MAGA movement. And
right.
I think people just saying, come on, we got to take our country back.
Yeah.
What did you bring for freebies? I have the book, and I'll sign them for you if you stop by and see us.
K-Fire Cafe cups.
Cups.
K-Fire toques.
Are you going to be giving those away? We have caps for the asking.
Yeah.
And the mugs during K-Fire Cafe.
Yes.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Lots of reasons to come to the K-Fire Agra International today and tomorrow. Bismarck Event Center, so come on by and say hello. We're going to chat with the folks from Farm Credit Services of Mandan. Aaron Vetter is going to be here in just a little bit. It's kind of a tradition we have.
Yeah.
Talking with Aaron from Farm Credit Services on the program today. Looking forward to that. And then also one of the fine sponsors of this major event, in addition to Farm Credit Services of Mandan, is our friends from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. So we're going to be chatting with them as well. Telephone numbers for you to weigh in on anything and everything you'd like to chat about today. Simple as a phone call, right, Todd?
Yes.
You can call
701-258-0550,
or you can text us. So call 258-0550. Get it? 550?
Yes.
0550.
Oh, I got it.
You got it many years ago.
Yeah.
25.
25
now on the legendary voice of the Northern Plains.
I had brown hair back then.
Right. And then also you can text us, 701-237-1590. Remember...
Yeah.
We are also taking your suggestions for questions for President Trump. He will join Senator Kevin Cramer and I Friday on the Talk Radio Town Hall. The 45th President of the United States right here on What's on Your Mind. Is that cool or what?
That is cool.
Yeah, so you can send those in. We'd prefer it if you do it in your own voice, because then we could say, hey, Todd from Bismarck has a question for you, Mr.
Otherwise
President.
It sounds like Scott's just making up all the questions.
Right, and so we much prefer you
sounds
asking
suspicious.
Your questions in your voice, yes. Toll-free number here, 855-200-1776, the 24/7 What's on Your Mind hotline. 855-200-1776. All right, let's chat with our next guest, who is with the... Did I mention that they're a sponsor of the show? North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
So we get that great big sign there, so you don't forget.
Exactly right. Samantha Rebel is here, who is the co-director of the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. And we're going to talk all about NDC yesterday on the program. But first, do you know how much I love racing pigs?
Well, hopefully a lot.
I love the racing pigs. And Samantha grew up with her family, Daryl Leese, and the whole crew putting on delightful hours of entertainment with the racing pigs. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. We like to entertain the best we can.
And I understand Todd has been in the racing pigs trailer a few times, huh?
Oh, yeah. The pigs know him well.
Free bacon? Is that why he showed up? Or what was the deal?
Well, he do the show out of the bacon bunker.
Yeah.
The
yep.
bacon bunker.
Yeah.
I love it. I love
they
it. I love it.
To the state fair every year.
Exactly right.
Tradition.
Well, thanks for being a big sponsor of the K-Fire Agri International, Samantha.
Absolutely. We're glad to be here this year. We're hoping for a great show and lots of people to come out.
Now, tell us what you're going to do here for folks that want to come out and see you. You're going to be here throughout the 2 days?
Yep, we're here all day today and tomorrow. We've got a booth set up amongst all the other great vendors here, so let's come out and visit and learn a little bit about ag and energy.
So tell us how this Agri International event helps North Dakota Comprehensive Energy Solutions. How do you, why the major role in this ag show?
Well, I think we play a major role just because ag and energy kind of go hand in hand for North Dakota economy as a whole. One without the other probably wouldn't be very good for our state. So we're glad to be here supporting the ag world, and we think that together we'll move forward and do great things.
You know this, growing up on a farm, every year is an adventure, right? There are a lot of challenges out there.
Prices
go up and down. Input costs go up and down. You know, obviously the weather's a major disruptor. So one of the reasons I like the fact that North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions advocates for all of the above energy is because if a landowner says, you know what, I'll locate one of these turbines on my land, it's always on lease payments, right? Regardless of what happens in agriculture, the payments are there.
Correct. So the landowners do have the say. The private property rights within our great state allow them to have what they want on their property line within their fences. They can choose whether they want these leases to come through and be part of what they are. So without the landowners, energy wouldn't be much in North Dakota. So
I saw Mike Brandenburg yesterday at the announcement for Grand Farm. The $10 million matching grant that the state legislature sent out for Grand Farm, and they are right now starting, actually as of today, to raise the other $10 million. And do you know what his nickname is, Samantha?
Mike's no.
Windy.
Okay.
Yeah, they call him Windy because he's quite the talker, but he's also a great proponent for wind energy.
Yes.
And he was telling me that these are really challenging times, mostly because landowners in North Dakota are not getting the opportunity to make that decision because there is a fairly large size of the bureaucracy that is saying, well, we like that wind source or that energy source, but we don't like that one. And therefore, some of what you're talking about and the benefit to the landowner is going to other places. So it's not like less wind is being built. They just say, okay, Minnesota is more in tune to this. South Dakota is more in tune to this. They're more friendly to it. We don't want to get in a position of being anti any energy source, do we?
We don't. And you're absolutely right. Just because one of our counties or some of our people decide, nope, we don't want that wind farm or we don't want that solar farm or we don't want whatever, it's not that it's not going somewhere. It's just now that we aren't capitalizing on it here in North Dakota.
And I always say, where does that end? Is it pretty soon to say, you know, we really don't like that silo. We don't really like the, you're adding some more grain bins. Don't put grain bins up, right? Where does it end?
You know, people argue that, argue the wind towers that are eyesores that are, I think we could argue that about anything that goes up. Like you said, the grain bins lining the roads, the oil wells, you know, it's each their own. But nonetheless, that landowner has the right, if they want it, and can capitalize on its benefits as well as our counties and our states.
So. There are 800 landowners who have wind energy leases in North Dakota. So today, tomorrow, perfect place to see the landowners, to answer questions. If you have heard something and want to get the facts on it, learn a few things, you know what? You'd love to see them, wouldn't you?
We would. I've already had a couple landowners stop by and visit, so I'd love to see some more.
And by the way, we're going to talk a little bit here about what's happening right now in wind energy, because as I mentioned, there are some developments that are happening elsewhere, which is not good news for North Dakota landowners, but there is a lot happening. and some different places that are right now cranking, including in the McLean County. So we'll talk about the proposed 400-megawatt wind farm there. And it is proposed, so there's different things that need to happen to make that happen, but also just some other things happening in wind energy. So will you stick around for that?
Absolutely. I'll hang out for a while.
All right. And I'm going to make everybody else hungry right now, okay?
Good deal.
Exactly right. Today at PetroServe USA, here's what's for lunch. Todd, Kevin, prepare to be hungry, okay?
I'm ready.
Lyndon, Eulen, Salisbury Steak, or tacos? Ding, 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 ding,
it
ding,
should
ding,
not
ding.
Be tough for me to prepare to be hungry.
You didn't bring your bell along today, did you?
I
didn't bring your bell.
Where's yours?
Ding, 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 ding. I should have brought mine, yeah. Meatloaf for stuffed green peppers, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. You can get up that off of I-94 or I-29, either way, out there by Bonanzaville. Exit 292 Valley City. Head north for home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie, tater tot hot dish downtown. Fargo today on MP Avenue, Glendon, Harwood, 12th Avenue, and I-29. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits from our friends at PetroServe USA. You tell them Scott sent you. More after this. Don't go away.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner. Not sure if you saw this, but Grant Stinchfield is on Newsmax exposing Nancy Pelosi's hypocrisy. Reports say Nancy Pelosi could be worth as much as $250 million. And she recently even made up to $30 million on stock trades with big tech. Stinchfield is tired of Pelosi's hypocrisy. And he's launched a petition called Give It Back Nancy, demanding that she return the $30 million to help poor families. You need to join his Stinchfield petition. Go online now to giveitbacknancy.com. That's giveitbacknancy.com. And join Stinchfield on Newsmax, 7 p.m. Central, revealing the truth about Pelosi. You'll also see Michael Savage and Dick Morris on Stinchfield. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your streaming platforms. Millions are turning to Newsmax, a source you can trust. Watch Stinchfield tonight and hold Pelosi accountable. Go to giveitbacknancy.com. Giveitbacknancy.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by, well, we're at the K-Fire Agri International. And the K-Fire Agri International has many sponsors that make this event happen. Folks from Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, Farm Credit Services, Amanda, we're going to talk to them in a little bit. Dakota Community Bank and Trust, Custom Grain and Seed, Runnings, your home, farm, and outdoor store. I could spend a week at Runnings, you know what I'm saying?
Love Runnings.
Oh, my gosh. I just graze. I just go in there and graze, you know. Yep. You can just kind of soak it all in. Also, Pucklich, our North Dakota home for Chevy, As you know, I have a trail boss from Pucklish, and I every once in a while challenge you to a little duel.
We could race out in the parking lot.
Exactly right. North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, one of the fine sponsors.
Just kidding. I'm not going to race in the parking lot.
You're not going to?
No.
Okay, all right.
You kidding? I don't want to get in trouble.
No,
today.
Don't get in trouble.
Already in enough trouble.
Samantha Rebels here. She is the co-director of North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. We got a call off the air. Let's roll that call. Kev, you got that call ready to roll?
Scott, I just heard you say that costs go up and costs go down. Okay? Scott, I've been in this business since I was 10 years old in 4-H. I have never seen a cost of production go down.
That's interesting.
Well, I think what I said was, prices go up and down, what you get for a particular commodity and input costs go up and down. So there's times when fertilizer spikes something crazy because of some, whatever crisis, and then they come down. I hear what he's saying, very often.
The point is it never comes down past where it went up from, probably.
Yeah. But I think he's making my point, Samantha, that, if you have, one of these 800 leases, you know exactly what you're getting and for how long, right?
Exactly. That lease is 25 years long, so when you're signed, when you signed onto that, you're guaranteed that income each year. So,
yeah, that's what I was trying to get at, is just basically it's another income source, and as challenging as farming and ranching is, it's something in my mind that you ought to have the option to do to be part of an all-of-the-above energy resource. So let's just talk a little bit about what's happening in energy right now, the projects that are out there. Give me some positive things to inform our listeners with today, Samantha.
Well, there's several new developments kind of in play in North Dakota. The big one and the newest one coming up is just north here of Bismarck in Coal Country. The proposed 400-megawatt wind farm that Rainbow Energy has going along with the Coal Creek Station up there isn't the only one, though. We've got one over in Morton County is proposed for a 500-megawatt farm. We've got one in Mercer County looking at about 200 megawatts. Another 200-megawatt over in McIntosh, Logan counties. And then Stetson and Lemoore, we've got about a 300 to 400-megawatt project in place. So there's lots of opportunity on the table out there in wind energy, lots of landowners to benefit from, lots of counties to benefit from this as well, too.
I've heard also about some things going on in Greggs, Nelson, Grand Forks County. So, there's conversations happening there, too, right?
There is. There's conversations happening up there as well as down in Bowman County, too. So.
Fantastic. And, again, some might call me a cheerleader for all of the above energy. Guilty as charged. Hand me the pom-poms, Todd. Because, again, I think the more we diversify, the more we have more of everything, we get out of a situation. In other words, I'm a big believer in coal, as is NDCES.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It is an economic engine for many counties in North Dakota, but it also provides always-on, affordable, reliable energy.
You bet. And you and I both know that when it's negative 20, we need coal. We need coal, too. So.
Exactly. All right. I was actually very impressed to hear some of the folks that are among the most credentialed in the coal industry, Samantha, talk about the fact that the wind opportunities played a very integral part in keeping Coal Creek Station operating. So, again, there was an assist by wind to keep Coal Creek and those jobs going. Pretty amazing, really, when you think about it.
Yep. They've been trying to work together from the start. So.
Yeah, and so that partnership between Rainbow Energy and Apex, again, part of the reasons it stayed there. So you got landowners, you got employees, and you got the county coming together. Good solution that kept a very important piece of infrastructure rolling. So I think it's great. Let's talk a little bit about just the size of the industry in North Dakota that wind is. We hear these numbers from time to time about total dollars that go into the coffers of farmers and ranchers, but there's also the counties for building roads and bridges and schools and everything else. Give me the big picture there, Samantha.
Well, so let's break it down and let's look at what we do have in North Dakota for wind energy. In 26 North Dakota counties, there's currently 32 operating commercial wind farms. producing over 4,000 megawatts of wind energy. Very comparable to coal. In fact, there might even be a few more megawatts coming from wind energy than coal currently within our state. But just like with egg, we're a huge exporter. We don't use all of the energy and we produce here in the state. We don't use all the egg commodities we produce here in the state. So creating that economic resource for North Dakota is huge, and we shouldn't stop. Like you said, the counties are a huge proponent that benefit from this. On average, a 250-megawatt wind farm gives back over $28 million to the county it's located in. Now, that goes to schools, to roads, to the hospital, the, you know, all different parts. But that's huge for some of these small counties, especially when you're talking these 400, 500-megawatt wind farms going in. So.
No, you're exactly right. And you know what? It is. Here's my bottom line on all of this. Conversations like you're having here, being here today, getting that conversation going and sort of busting through kind of the myths, if you will, to get to the facts, look at the dollars that are invested. This is a win-win for everybody. It is. And you know, I've always appreciated the fact that NDCES says, hey, we'll take any question. We're not trying to say that, any concern you have isn't valid. We want to hear them. We want to address them because there are a lot of myths out there. And this is a great opportunity to just see folks and answer those questions no matter what it is, no matter your concern. Right, Samantha?
Absolutely. It takes all opinions. It takes all knowledge. It takes all kinds to make the world turn. So that's how we come to these comprehensive solutions, is by everyone getting involved and sharing their thoughts.
Okay, back to where we started, racing pigs. Todd did a nice little sound effect for us. What is the season for racing pigs? I've seen you at many a fair, but, I mean, do you ever stretch in a little earlier spring or, you know, go into the winter months or anything like that?
Back in the day when Dad first started this, when Daryl first started this, I think he did some more year-long events. This time in the game, what are we going on, 34 years this year, we focus on summertime, nice weather, little pigs. We do, however, send pigs out to Utah every fall to continue their season racing for a month at a corn festival out there.
Is that right?
We do.
So we have to go to the pigs.
You have to go to the pigs.
I'm in, Todd. Are you in?
Unless you're at the state fair, you got to head to Utah. No, there's a couple county fairs you can see us at, too.
Yeah, I love it. Keep expanding that for us, would you?
Well, I think my daughter Stella will take over. She likes to compete with Grandpa Daryl Hawkins.
Put Stella on it, and then Stella can convince Grandpa it's a good idea.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
I love that.
We're going to have teams of pigs racing against teams of pigs. And
it'll be Stella's racing pigs versus Daryl's racing pigs.
I love it.
Finally,
love it.
Competition.
The co-director of North Dakota's for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, NDCS, Samantha Rebel, thank you for joining us today. Glad you're one of the major sponsors of this, K-Fire Agri International.
We're glad to sponsor and be here again this year.
Thanks a bunch. Take a break. When we come back, Scott Bachmeyer's in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And our friends from Farm Credit Services, Amanda, will stop by too.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the John Durham investigation continues to uncover illegal activities against members of Hillary Clinton's failed 2016 presidential campaign, more people than being reported are starting to cooperate with Mr. Durham's investigation. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton on Fox News says Hillary Clinton has become the focus.
It was her campaign who paid for this. There are tweets out there, in my view, that are criminal evidence showing that she was pushing this fake information about President Trump. And, you know, the question for the Clinton people is just how many dossiers did they have against Trump?
Now that Chicago alderman Patrick Daley Thompson has been convicted of federal tax charges, it falls to Mayor Lori Lightfoot to name a successor. Mayor Lori Lightfoot now has 60 days to find a replacement for a term that ends in 2023. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Twenty-eight before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, having a grand time at the K-Fire Agra International. Bismarck Event Center is the spot. Full boat of wonderful seminars happening. Financial and estate planning today from the Free and Financial Group happens at 11 this morning up in room 102. Also, they're doing that at 1 o'clock again today. Pan Ag, Calcine and Aqua Yield Nano Liquid Fertilizer gathering at 1, that's in room 103, and our friends from Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty doing the land values and trends at 3:30 this afternoon, room 103, and then there's a little social tonight at 5 o'clock upstairs that we're going to tell you about in just a moment. It should be fun. A little bit of breaking news, Todd, you can unpack this one for me, okay? Remington, the gun manufacturer, Remington, has reached a $73 million settlement with families of the Sandy Hook school shooting victims.
Oh.
Now, Sandy Hook's been some time ago, so this is not new in the legal world, but obviously the settlement just out. I'm having a little trouble understanding why Remington would think that they're to blame. Maybe they feel like they can't win in court, so they're going to say, I'll just give you $73 million to have reduce.
So could I sue a spoon manufacturer then?
Yeah, I mean, we all could find some, you know, my goodness.
Sporks made me.
This is the death of common sense, ladies and gentlemen. When somebody can say, yeah, I'm going to lower my risk because we might lose in court over the question of whether the gun is to blame for a school shooting.
So cheaper to give them the money rather than...
I guess. That's the only reason I could think they'd do it, right?
Exactly.
Makes no sense to me.
Oh, man.
The 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, joins us Friday in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator Kevin Cramer. And yours truly will be interviewing him, and we would love your questions. So if you got a question or comment, text in your suggestions, 701-237-1590. Got it? 701-237-1590. Or you can call our 24/7 hotline at 855-200-1776. One more time, 855-200-1776, and leave a message. Love your questions. And we had some good ones yesterday. Really good ones. Enjoyed it very much. So love to hear your questions, suggestions for Donald Trump. You'll hear the interview on Friday, right here. All right. Speaking of that social tonight, my friend Aaron Vetter is here from Farm Credit Services. Nice to see you, Aaron.
Hi, Scott. Good to see you.
Farm Credit Services, Amanda, is a staple at the K-Fire Agri International. Nice to have you back.
Good to see you. You know, it's always great to see you every year. I think I'm usually on right at 10 o'clock, and I've always appreciated your show and giving us the time.
Always enjoy the conversations, and I know you're a popular guy at this event normally because you're handing out checks, but you sent them out already. You couldn't even wait. They were burning a hole in your pocket, right?
Well, you know, last year, due to COVID, we decided to mail them out early. And after we did that, I think our producers were more excited to see them early rather than late, and it gave us more of an opportunity to talk to our producers face-to-face, one-on-one at our booth. And this year, I'm proud to say it was $7 million, which is 0.75%. So it's $1 in every $4 we give back to our producers that have loans with us. And it's quite an increase over the last few years, and so we're excited to be able to do it.
So a big year.
Big year.
Big year for the patrons.
Yes.
And explain what those checks are for folks that might not be a customer of Farm Credit Services of Mandan, because they could get in on the action.
Good question, Scott. You know, we're a cooperative, and so we're owned by the producers. And so, you know, who owns your bank? Your Farm Credit is owned by the producer. And so what we do is we give back a portion that we do not need to capitalize our balance sheet. Back to the producer, and this year was $7 million, which is about $1 in $4 back to the producer, or 0.75%.
So that's what happens when you're a customer of Farm Credit Services.
You own the company.
You own the company. And you're going to celebrate that tonight, I understand, right here at the KFIR Agri International.
We are. We started this 2 years ago, and last year, due to COVID, it was canceled. We're going to have a social up in the upstairs of the Expedition Hall, and it'll be from 5 to 7. Come and enjoy a drink on us, along with some hors d'oeuvres, and it'll be glad to see you, and thank you for your business.
That'll be great. Also want to ask you a little bit about this Young and Beginners Farm program that you're a part of at Farm Credit Services of Mandan. What's that all about?
Yeah, you know, it's something that's been our mission. And, you know, anybody that has followed Farm Credit knows that our mission is agriculture. And in order to be in agriculture long term, you got to finance the next generation. And so part of that is our Young Beginning Farmer program, which we continue to enhance and improve. And so what I would ask is any ranchers, young ranchers and farmers, if they're looking to get into the business, come and see us. And we have a lot of tools that we can use to help them get a good start without taking on undue risk or putting undue risk on the older generation.
Well, that's what you call leaving the woodpile a little higher.
Yep.
You're leaning into a program like that and go. What's your overall assessment of the farm economy right now? It was a tough year, obviously, with drought last year, and it looks like could be challenging again unless we get a little bit of snow to catch up with the east here a little bit. What's your assessment of how things look?
You know, Scott, I thought that you might ask this question, and it might be an answer that doesn't quite fit maybe what you're thinking. I would actually tell you that the economy in the ag world is actually pretty good. The drought did have an impact in our territory, impacted the cow-calf producer probably the most. Grain farmers, I think, did pretty well with the commodities increasing. And so overall, I would say the farm economy is pretty good. And if we can catch some rain this spring, I'm actually looking forward to a pretty good year, especially with the prices where they're at.
Yeah, thankfully the growers, the producers end up with not so much the cattle side, they never do, but the production ag side benefited from a whole lot of money.
Correct.
Sitting in bucket after bucket after bucket related to COVID. We're starting to see the impact of that now. Does that concern you on the inflation side of what's on the cost side of the ledger?
Yeah, I think definitely it's a concern. I would say that our input costs are going up dramatically. You're aware of that. What I would tell you is I think for 2022 we'll probably be okay because some of those prices for crop insurance are being set right now in the month of February, and so we probably will be okay. What probably concerns me most about inflation and the input costs are 23, 24, and further out, because whenever you create a bubble, that bubble will burst at some point. But I'm kind of a optimistic guy, and so let's take advantage of the prices we got in front of us, and let's make hay when making hay is good.
I'd love to see something be done with the packer concentration, whether it's a North Dakota-centric solution, whether it's an antitrust investigation actually bears some fruit, because you look at what they're getting for the cattle versus what the grocery stores are charging for it and what they're being paid, it seems to be a significant pain point. You seeing that?
Oh, I agree with you. I had a few conversations about that. I get to visit with the North Dakota Legislative Group as well. I think it's a complicated issue, and it can't be solved overnight. We got here by many, many years of consolidation. I think it's something that will take time to unwind. But it is definitely an issue, no doubt about it.
Good to see you, Aaron. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thanks, Scott. It's great to see you.
Always appreciate your insight, and thanks for being a major partner with the K-Fire Agri International.
Appreciate it.
All of the ag world is descending upon Bismarck and the Bismarck Event Center for this wonderful event. And one of the guys here that, well, I think he took your spot, actually, in the photo line while you were yapping on the radio, Scott Bachmeyer, the farm and ranch director for K-Fire 550 and the iHeart radio stations in the great state of North Dakota. Scott, nice to see you. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's nice to come up to areas where you guys have some snow and moisture.
Yeah, I hear that more and more.
Not
it's like
much,
nothing. What have you had for snowfall?
We've had nothing over there. Yeah, it's a well, they don't call it the Badlands for nothing, right? I mean, it's not the good lands.
Yeah,
but it's essentially dry. So yeah, it's a little bit scary now.
So we're just praying for timely rain because you don't need a double whammy in the drought department year after year, right?
Old timers say you need a calf killer in order to make grass grow. So if I have to lose a couple calves during calving this year, I'm praying for any moisture at this point we can get.
Yeah, gosh, when you start having those kind of conversations, you really get concerned. What's the answer, especially when you consider the concentration of the packers and the price producers getting right now? I mean, if you had a magic wand, Scott Bachmeyer, we handle the magic wand. What do you do?
Well, there'd be a lot I'd do with a magic wand, I guess. First, I'd make it rain, but, the packer thing, that's just, that needs to be investigated a little bit deeper without, I was just having that conversation over here. The people doing the investigation are tied with the packers, so it's really not a fair investigation.
And how many investigations have we had, right? I mean, we hear about this all the time.
Yeah.
I think Biden, being the blind squirrel who's actually found a nut, has leaned into this a little bit, just to try and get some traction on some issue that actually he could maybe raise his popularity by a point or two. But it's a lot of talk is what drives me crazy.
I'm really not putting any faith in Biden for anything.
I hear you.
So.
Yeah, he at least says the right things about the Packer concentration. But I hear you.
Yeah. No, but there is optimism though. You go to these bull sales, I've been to probably 10, 15 bull sales, and the averages have been, right there or even higher. I just talked to the Ellingson, Medora Ellingson over here, and their average was higher than it is. And the last five sales I've been at and helped with, the averages are going up on the bull sales, so there must be optimism there some way, shape, or form. And I think there is. There's moisture in the eastern side of the Dakota Territory. Like those areas up in Rugby, they were selling cattle off early last year. They need to buy back. So there is people looking to buy more critters, and I think that's going to help a little bit. There's a place for cattle to go, and sure there always is, but there's going to be those pockets of that dry weather, and I think that's going to stick around again. But I think the optimism is there, and as ranchers go, we're eternal optimists, so keep going every year.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you, right?
One of the things I always wonder is if, I know this is a utopian view here, I'll just sprinkle some pixie dust between Todd and Scott and I here, is if the cattle community could come together on a solution. And you're laughing.
That's like telling the hunting community to come together.
Right.
And they're all against it. You got the bow hunter. Well, I don't like compound bows and I don't like crossbows. And it's only the traditional. That's the same way with the cattle industry. You got so many different lobbying groups out there trying to do their thing. And if we could come together, it would be awesome. I mean, because there is a lot of strength in numbers that way. But, unfortunately, I don't know if that's ever going to happen because.
You'd think a pain point like, the current situation and the concentration might, hey, we can't agree on everything, but let's agree on these two things and really push for them or whatever.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
It definitely would be nice.
Texter says good horses are selling as high as they have for quite a while. You see
they are exceptionally high. Yeah, that's surprising. Not ponies. We had a pony discussion last night with Charlie. But, I would say, the horse market right now is definitely if you're selling one, it's a good time to do it.
Scott Bachmeyer, Farm and Ranch Director for the iHeart Media Stations, and we love having him right here on What's On Your Mind. Don't go anywhere. We're not done. One more segment to go from the K-Fire Agri International. Can you stand the suspense, Todd?
Edge of my seat.
Man alive, we're having some fun today. Don't go away.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Pfeiffer's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Pfeiffer's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Pfeiffer's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Pfeiffer's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a standpoint of, from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Hurry before they're gone. The new Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. Over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs as well. All clearly marked, priced to sell, various makes and models. And they do come with Schwann's famous lifetime powertrain warranty. Lots of 0% APR deals as well. Find out all about them. Shop, click, drive at Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
All right, everybody, breaking news.
Oh, no.
Yes, Justin Trudeau, the Premier of Canada, also known as Pretty Boy Lightweight, is bringing out the heavy artillery against these evil truckers.
He's come out. Did he see his shadow?
The Freedom Convoy came out of his shadow. What did he just say? Let's listen.
Here's how the measures we're taking today will help get the situation under control. The police will be given more tools to restore order in places where public assemblies can constitute illegal and dangerous activities, such as blockades and occupations, as seen in Ottawa, Ambassador Bridge, and elsewhere. These tools include strengthening their ability to impose fines or imprisonment. The government will designate, secure, and protect places and infrastructure that are critical to our economy and people's jobs, including border crossings and airports. We cannot and will not allow illegal and dangerous activities to continue.
The Canadian metrosexual emperor has spoken.
Yeah.
You shall listen.
And,
you shall listen.
He's just defined illegal destructive behavior as freedom, as people that are literally, you know.
Yeah. I'm just surprised he came out of hiding.
You know, fines, imprisonment for what? Blockades and occupations. Occupations.
If you're a trucker in Canada right now, leave. Leave Ottawa. Leave Detroit and Windsor area. Leave. Go home.
Go to D.C.
Go home and park your truck. Just park your truck and go home. And let him realize who really runs the economy in Canada.
Well, there you go. There you go.
I mean, just go park. Just go shut the whole thing down. We're going to park everything.
This guy and Biden would negotiate with the Taliban, but not truckers. You know, sit down with truckers and say, there's an easy way to solve this. It's to say, look, we're not going to mandate the vaccine. We're going to get smart about this. It's unbelievable. By the way, somebody called earlier and asked about the Durham probe, and Devin Nunes, who is a former Republican California representative who was the head of the Intel Committee for a number of years, is predicting that this probe is going to bring more indictments against the Clinton campaign. There is all kinds of breaking news on this. The latest being the Clinton camp admitted to paying an internet company to, are you ready, infiltrate servers at Trump Tower and the White House.
Yep.
This is the real deal, folks. So what did Hillary know and when did she know it? A lot. And she's known about it since she was losing badly to Donald Trump. So we're going to stay on the story. Don't forget, we will ask President Trump about it and get his reaction to it in our exclusive interview in the Talk Radio Town Hall Friday, right here on What's on Your Mind. Without any further ado, let's continue our chat with Scott Bachmeier, Farm and Ranch Director for the iHeart Media Stations, including our flagship 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. What are the folks talking about here? What are they a little concerned about here at the K-Fire Agri International, Scott, would you say?
The cost of seed costs, availability of seed is a big factor. A lot of people pre-ordered, which was nice. But fertilizer prices right now are outrageous. You know, I leased just a small portion of forage ground for my cows, and the fertilizer cost from last year to this year was, just in my area, was like 400 to 600% higher.
Oh.
And you look at some of these larger farmers, I mean, that's only on a small basis. You see these guys that are doing it on a larger basis. I can't imagine the expense that they're going to have. Okay, prices are up, commodities are up, okay, but so is everything else. You know, I mean, even trying to find used equipment, you know, tractors, that's tough right now. It really is hard. And then when you go into the forage side of things, like I'm buying feed for my cows. Last year I was buying it for probably $80, $90 a ton. This year, $260 to $300 a ton.
And by the way, when you hear that number, yeah, let's go Brandon. There it is. Thank you. When you hear these numbers about inflation nationally and the average 7.5, it's higher in North Dakota because of our heavy concentration of ag. So it's a bad deal. Keith, South Central North Dakota for Scott Bachmeier. Go ahead, Keith. Your question?
Yeah, basically, the governor take a couple $1 million and go to this futuristic farm in Red River Valley, leave the cattlemen of North Dakota high and dry. Cattlemen take that number, cattle are losing the state, leave the state of North Dakota due to the drought. We're looking at a drought again in basically western half of North Dakota. And take the revenue from cattle missing or leaving the state times six that rolls over the economy in North Dakota, whatever it might be. Crop farmers are being taken care of pretty well by the crop insurance. Even though their prices come up, the cattlemen have not. And spending several $1 million of North Dakota money, taxpayers' money, to a futuristic farm in when the time is now to take care of these farmers, ranchers, North Dakota cattlemen especially, are being left out. We just need that fixed. And spend several $1 million at the autonomous farm in the Red River Valley is futuristic, and we're going to lose the farmers in income now, and that needs to be brought to front and center and paid.
Yeah, I don't know that you need to have one be the the winner and one be the loser. I think your suggestion and a quick answer on this. He's saying, hey, crop insurance helps production agriculture, but when these cattle are leaving and everything is happening, that's an economic impact that rolls over the economy too. Can more be done from the state's perspective?
So I have a couple different ways of looking at that. From the state's perspective, there might be things that they could do, but there's a lot of the rancher side of the cattlemen. They don't take the payments from the government. They stay away as much as they can from the government side of things too. Myself, one of them. So I guess the ranching side of things is a little difficult.
You don't want those tentacles.
I really don't want those tentacles.
Thank you, Scott. See you tomorrow, folks.
America at war. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
We're Kinder Care in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.